council members. I've been a Dunedin resident since 1983, and I reside at 5024 Oakhurst Walk. Essentially, I'm a neighbor of the community college. My concern is quite simple, as is the members of our homeowners association. It's very apparent that at the start of this school year, that the traffic had become very, very problematic to all of our residents in gaining access in and out of our subdivision. And as you look at this going forward, obviously this was a lack of planning on the part of, if you will, the junior college system. My concern is, as this goes forward, it's critical that we ensure that the planning takes place. I don't know how you can increase the population of a residential community college without increasing egress and access. And that type of an impact has to be looked at very, very hard, despite what anyone's saying. Good efforts are trying to be made to resolve the problem. And I'm here in disagreement with my other fellow Rotarians to tell you that experiencing the problem, it's there every day. And if you're going to do something, roads have to be widened, they have to be four-laned, all the way from 285 across Womack. That's the type of impact you're looking at if you're going to expand this facility. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Glass. Robert Hopkins? I believe it's Hopkins.
My name is Robert Hopkins. I have been a Dunwoody resident for 32 years and 11 months. I'm also on the faculty of Georgia Perimeter College. I'm an instructor in economics. This 32 years and 11 months is very, very significant because that represents 12,022 days of living in Dunwoody. That also represents, and I went out and timed all the traffic lights myself, that represents about 3 minutes every day waiting at traffic lights in Dunwoody. I'm talking about the traffic lights at Mount Vernon Way, traffic lights at Roberts Drive, and Mount Vernon. You know, I could stand up here and ask you to shut down Perimeter Mall, but I don't think that's going to happen. But what I do stand up in front of you and ask is that you and everyone else have patience and come up with a solution that's sensible about this traffic. I've written some articles from the prior. They've been hopefully recommending ideas that are sensible. People can go in a different direction, take a different route. You know, as an economist, I always look for the easiest way to get something done, the most efficient way, and I know you all can do that. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Ariel Kaplan.
My name is Ariel Kaplan, and I live right up Spalding, next to Woodland Elementary School, and I've been a GPC resident, Dunwoody resident, for 18 years and a GPC student for two. And I see GPC as a vital asset to the community for the numerous reasons that were mentioned before. And also, as mentioned before, statistically speaking, so little of the traffic is actually GPC. And it is unfortunate that the roads in Dunwoody and around Dunwoody provide such a good cut through for many places and feed to and from a major highway. But that the main point is that the traffic really isn't mostly from GPC. And traffic all around Dunwoody is bad. I've been here for so long, I can attest to that. And I agree with people that have said there is a proposed solution here that is workable and reasonable, but stunting the growth of a great school is not one of them.
Thank you, Michelle. Lee Clark.
Good evening, all. Steve Barton, live at 4983 Lakeland Woods Court. That's about 900 feet from the former entrance to the North Technical High School to GPC off Womack Road. here to talk about another, a different, not in my backyard concern that you've heard so far. One of the things I've heard in the discussion of traffic issues at GPC, an approach that might be taken, is to not build enough parking to accompany the planned expansion of the academic facilities. I say again, not build enough parking. That's one of the ideas. And I note that President Tricoli in his speech, or Tricoli, is that right?
Tricoli.
Thanks. Thanks. President Tricoli mentioned that the building, which has not been funded, did not include a part of the project to build parking to go with it. That, I understand, is one of the things being looked at. I'd say that's not a good idea. I'm familiar with Georgia Perimeter College students and parking, as both of my kids, when they were Dunwoody High School students, took joint enrollment classes at GPC. I say that is one of the benefits of having this outfit in our community. Both of them were able to take those credits they earned at GPC to Georgia Tech and UGA. For what it's worth, UGA accepts a whole lot more of them than Georgia Tech does. Great, and the grades don't matter. At any rate, they got parking tickets, and lots of their Dunwoody High School classmates got parking tickets as they went over and did their joint enrollment classes at GPC, and they got them because they weren't planning far enough ahead. There's sufficient parking there, but it was farther away from the class they were going to than they wanted. They stopped getting the parking tickets when they left enough time and found and got their sticker and et cetera. However, looking to a future where possibly there just physically isn't enough parking on the campus, with the thought that they'll get there some other way, maybe a shuttle from somewhere, what is it that these young college students are going to do? I mean, maybe they'll ride the shuttle if they have enough time, and when it's early enough in their career at GPC, but eventually they'll note that they can park on neighborhood streets within about 3 minutes walking time to their classroom at GPC. Those of us who live in the neighborhood don't want students parking on our residential streets, nor do we want the city of Dunwoody and the DPD to have to worry about control measures or enforcement to keep those students from parking there. When this college expands, build the parking. Don't build the parking that goes with it. Use the parking fines, you can do other things. Use the parking fines to pay the students to ride the shuttle buses, but have the parking on campus. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Rick Warren, thank you.
Okay. Congratulations on a year of the city.
Thank you.
At 12,000 students, and this is from President Tricoli's numbers, not mine, from a conversation I had with him after the demolition, which I noticed changed once again tonight, but GPC attendance is too large, and it's a blight on the neighborhood, it's a blight on Dunwoody. It needs to be rolled back to 3,000 or 5,000 students. At 12,000, it's ridiculous. Now, opponents to this action want to fight by saying education is good for all and it's a benefit for all. I agree. I lecture at other colleges. I am a giant proponent for education. I think what everybody in the room has said tonight is absolutely fantastic, and it's a gold star for the state of Georgia and education in Georgia. It just doesn't belong at the corner of Tilly Mill and Womack Road, and that is the issue, not how good the college is doing. To talk about how good the college is doing is a smoke and mirrors argument to draw attention from actual concern, which is that it is only one of two campuses on single-lane roads in a bedroom community in Georgia. While a community-sized community college may be a benefit to the community, have I said community enough to make the message? Building one of the state's largest campuses in the middle of our bedrooms is abusive and ridiculous, especially since it's for the primary benefit of outsiders. Even President Tricoli agrees that Dunwoody campus expansions are for the need from all of North Atlanta, not Dunwoody. Even he wants to build it elsewhere. Our lottery-based program is one of the richest education programs in the country. Let's help him find the money to build it elsewhere. Everybody wins. Dr. Tricoli said they won't build on the Clarkson or Decatur campuses because no one wants to send their children there. He said it, not me. I only repeated it. What does Dunwoody offer that's different? What's different is you and I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on our homes, and we have spent countless hours of community service to make this a wonderful place to live. Without any return to the community, GPC and the Regents want to capitalize on our investment without any regard to the extremely serious negative effects on our home values, traffic, and our community. Let me be crystal clear here. We do not want tax revenues or compensation from the Regents or the college. We do not want state or federal money to improve roads. We do not want community programs from the college to make up for this 12,000 student body. I want to be clear on that. The community thing's good, not at 12,000. We do not want shuttle buses to ease the college's burden. We want all construction stopped. We want the green spaces restored and expanded. And we want at least 7,000 or 8,000 of the students to be moved to other campuses. We realize the city of Dunwoody has no direct control over the college. But we are a politically affluent community, and the citizens want aggressive political action right now to roll back the college size. Members of the community have been talking and fighting with GPC for 20 years with no voice, every promise or compromise abandoned by the college. Where the new parking lot went in last summer was the compromise of green space from several years ago for putting in the main entrance that nobody wanted except the college. As the movie said, we're not going to take it anymore. We want our elected officials to do whatever is legal to stop construction and roll back attendance. Now, I realize funding has been pulled this year. It's got nothing to do with the expansion of the college. It's got to do with the bad economy. No, we didn't say fair. We said legal. Everyone dislikes lawyers since they expect them to be fair. Those familiar with the legal system realize the lawyer's job is to use any legal tactic.
All right, great. We're at time. Thank you. All right, Gary Glenn.
I want to thank the council for putting this on the agenda tonight, and I also want to thank Dr. Tricoli for coming. He made a wonderful presentation, and I really appreciated it. It was eye-opening. You're welcome. I wrote a letter to the editor last week concerning the fact that once again I got caught in perimeter college traffic going to the comprehensive land use plan meeting on Tilly Mill Road. And I just felt at that point, oh my gosh, I've got to write something. And I haven't written to the crier in years. One of the things that I thought about that might be a solution is if you limit the amount of parking permits and you don't increase, like adding more spaces at the corner, and you say these are the number of parking permits, first come, first serve. And then encourage your students either by maybe giving them a reduction in their tuition if they take public transportation or if they carpool. Give them some kind of an incentive to start using public transportation and carpooling. So I'm not actually saying don't grow, but don't grow with parking. Try to save our environment and be environment friendly. And if you can't develop right now that land where you took down the old building, make it green space and maybe make it walking paths for the community in the meantime. If we limit the number of cars coming to the campus, we improve the quality of life of the people, the tax-paying residents of this community. And we reduce the amount of pollution. And I think it would be a good thing to make college students, and I do believe as a former teacher in further education, and it sounds like they have wonderful programs there, but I do feel we need to give them incentives to do the right thing as far as not just themselves, but the surrounding community. Carpool, limited parking permits, and public transportation. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you very much. That was the last public comment we
have on this particular...
I'm sorry, I came in late, so I didn't get a chance to do one of those, and sure. I'm coming as a mom.
Make yourself, here, we've got, I don't know if you...
I'll be very fast.
But you have 3 minutes max, and if you state your name and address for the record, we will have you fill out a slight public comment card after.
Sure, I really apologize. Thank you. I'm late because I'm a mom, and I have to feed my kids. My name is Laura Pollack.
Thank you for feeding your kids.
and I live on Welton Place, which is a block off of Tilly Mill and North Peachtree. And I'm here and barging up like this because my concern has not been brought up by anyone. So mine is safety, and that is because twice every morning I'm driving my little children down North Peachtree to Chestnut Elementary School, and then back, and then 40 minutes later, only because of the rain and all the bad weather, I'm driving my middle schooler over to Peachtree. And so this has been for several months this year where I've really been just astounded at the cars that are definitely Perimeter students with the stickers that are, you know, running me off the road practically, honking their horns. And I mean, I've gotten to the point one day where I kind of drove in front of somebody, kind of blocked them in and rolled my window down and said, "This is a school zone." Like I sound like my own mother, but it's ridiculous. There's children walking, and we're supposed to be encouraging more pedestrian walking activities to the schools. And you know, it's just too bad things getting ready to collide. And I mean, I hope that we don't have to wait for some kid to get run over before this is, you know, taken into consideration. And I could go on a lot more, but I'll stop.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, sorry.
All right, so we're gonna move it along past this. Is there any internal discussion that we wanna have at this point?
Yeah, I'd just like to suggest that we as a council take this input and at a future meeting, let's produce a resolution that expresses the city's position on some of these issues and provides some insight to the community as to where we think we are, and maybe provide some guidance to our legislative team as well.
Yeah, very good. Just for the just for clarification, many months ago, probably 3 or 4 months ago, formed a GPC ad hoc committee here amongst council. It's Dr. Bonser, Councilman Hennigan, and Councilman Whittenson. So I know there has been discussions, meetings, and then the demolition occurred during the new year, which I would say was coincidental in the fact that we didn't know it was coming, and the brouhaha started then. So I know we have all certainly had many discussions internally and externally with the college and with neighbors and with citizens and amongst each other. And that is, in fact, the next step. I know the committee is going to convene again here shortly and bring back some concise thoughts and recommendations for this council to move forward with. So thank you, Councilman Winston, for wrapping that up with us. Is there anything else, Councilman Ross?
I'd just like to thank Dr. Tricoli and many of the staff members for coming out tonight and sharing with us the state of affairs at the GPC. I personally view it as being an asset to our community. I think anytime you have an institute of higher learning in that community, we need to find ways we can take advantage of those cultural things that it has to offer our community. And I think that's going to be our... one of the things that we need to learn to do better is to how do we utilize this facility in a more appropriate way for our community. I'd also like to say that I appreciate the input that the citizens of Dunwoody has provided tonight. I think this is by far the largest council meeting that we've had, which shows you the interest that we have in this area. But as somebody on the West Coast said during one crisis out there, we just have to learn to live together.
All right, thank you, Councilman Ross. Councilman Shore.
Whoever had trouble pronouncing Dr. Tricoli's name, don't worry about it. I sat in a meeting for an hour with him the other day, and finally he corrected me after 45 minutes. But that's okay. So I understand that. I think, you know, one of the things Danny just brought it up, I think, pretty well there. You know, somewhere along here, there has to be some hard decisions made, and they're not going to be easy for either side here. And there's going to have to be some give and take and some compromises made. One of the things that I've discussed is, you know, how much traffic can the infrastructure handle? That's one of the things I think we really need to take a look at, to have some kind of a study. What can the infrastructure handle? What is the traffic load? Secondly, you know, somebody said widening the streets here in Benwood. I will just tell you, that's about as popular as Pagan Church. And that's not very popular, by the way, either. You don't know about Pagan Church. But anyway, the whole idea is that without a doubt, you know, there has to be some ways to enhance the traffic. And that's one of the things I would think about, is some of the intersections, putting in right and left turn lanes and things like that. And at the same time, maybe getting some, if we're going to ask for any funding to build anything there, then maybe we need to ask some funding to enhance those intersections also, because coming strictly out of the city budget, that would be very, very difficult. I think the last point I want to make is that, you know, there is a number there out there that this campus can hold. And it's kind of like every other campus, you know, they allow so many students, and I think that's one of the things we'll have to look at. And also, you know, I brought this up at the meeting, they allow so many cars. You know, when I went to college, you couldn't have a car as a freshman. As a sophomore, if you had a 3.0, you could have a car. Juniors and seniors could have cars. And so there has to be some limitations here, and there's going to be some hard decisions in the give and take. But I think we all sit down, put our thinking hats on, and I think it can work out.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you, General. Dr. Bond?
I want to thank Dr. Tricoli for coming to this meeting and speaking to us. I don't think there's anybody in this room who's been more greatly affected by the construction of GPC than I have. And Dr. Tricoli can attest to that. At times, I think I might need to recuse myself from some decisions that we make because of that. And I'm aware of that. But I want to make some things clear. I don't want to have an adversarial relationship that's not good for the community. We need to have a working relationship with GPC. And I wanted to assure Dr. Tricoli that we want to have a working relationship with you. I have had good experiences with them as far as the construction, the demolition of the old tech building. GPC has my neighborhood's emails. Addresses, and they sent us an email and told us exactly what they were going to do. So I was well aware before the demolition that demolition was going to take place over Christmas break. And I also knew about the demolition of the road that runs by the parking deck. And that's a lot of the construction that the neighbors heard was actually the demolition of the road, not the demolition of the building. And so we were made aware of that. And, you know, a lot of people are beating up on this, and I'm going to give them credit for communicating with us. I also would like, you know, a lot of people are upset about the traffic, and I am too. But I want to make sure that the neighborhoods that are immediately adjacent to the campus, I want to make sure that those neighbors' voices are really heard, because they are really affected by more than just the traffic. They're affected by noise, they're affected by lights, they're affected by garbage. I just found that out. So I want to make sure that those voices are also heard. So I just wanted to assure you, Dr. Tricoli, that we want to work with you and establish a good relationship.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Bonder. And Mr. Taylor?
I'm going to suggest, just looking at all the faces out of it, we put this on the agenda at least once a month, because I really like having the community come out to these things. By this time of the evening, it's usually Converse, Lunston, a couple other people. Hey, to be there. Pay to be here. So I want to thank the community really for coming out. This has been a great turnout, and you know, all sorts of commentary, but that's what we're here to. You get two or three people attend a city council meeting sometimes, you're not sure you're getting input from the broad spectrum of the community. So I just want to thank everyone for turning out.
Very good. Thank you, Councilman Taylor. And I'm sorry, Keith John. Go ahead.
I'd also like to thank Dr. Tricoli for tonight. But really, I want to thank him for the previous meetings that he had with the council. There were a number of good suggestions. Your staff took notes. And there was a number of things that you're going to come back to us with. You're going to be looking at public transportation issues. The fact that you don't have service to the north line of the MARTA station, only the Chamblee station, not the Dunwoody station. I'd like you to get back to us. I want you to do the research that you said you were going to do as far as future improvements for your students, for bike lanes, for mass transportation, and other transportation issues. And before your public relations people leave the room, I'd like to make sure that I get a copy of the electronic document that you shared with us, because I really didn't have the best viewing angle. If there's any way that you could get that for me tonight, thank you. It would be greatly appreciated, if at all possible.
Okay, thank you, John. Okay, we're going to move on to new business. We have a public hearing. And
we're not giving out free donuts to make a leave. Lock the doors out there tonight.
And let me just make it, if you are leaving, if you could just expeditiously make your way out. And as I said, don't let the door close you on the behind, but make your way out quickly so we can continue on with our agenda. Michael Cohen, will you make sure people exit if they're going to exit? I want to get done. So take a seat if you're standing up, please, if you're going to remain here. And Howard, let's give it 30 seconds. Okay, we will continue. Michael's going to be our door monitor. That's your responsibility, Michael. And Howard, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, the item before you this evening is a special land use permit request on behalf of All Saints Catholic Church and their assigned successors. They seek to establish a column bearing on the site of the All Saints Church in Mount Vernon, and subject to our